Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, God supreme, who extends loving kindness and is master of all, who remembers the gracious deeds of our forefathers, and who will bring a Redeemer with love to their children's children for his name's sake. King, Helper, Savior, and Protector, blessed are you, Lord, Protector of Abraham. Your might is eternal, O Lord, who revives the dead, powerful in saving, who sustains the living with loving kindness, who revives the dead with great mercy, who supports the fallen, heals the sick, frees the captive, and keeps faith with the dead. Who is like you, Almighty, and who resembles you, O King, who can bring death and give life, and make salvation blossom forth? And faithful are you to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the dead live. We will hallow and adore you, as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim who thrice repeat holy to you, as it is written by your prophet, and they call to one another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Those facing them offer praise and say, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. And in your holy scriptures, it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and those who are holy shall praise you every day. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You grant knowledge to man and teach understanding to humans. From your own self, favor us with knowledge, understanding, and sense. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of knowledge. Return us, our Father, to your Torah, and draw us closer, our King, to your worship, and bring us back before you in complete repentance. Blessed are you, who desires repentance. Forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a pardoner and forgiver. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one, who forgives abundantly. Look upon us in our suffering and fight our struggles. Redeem us speedily for your name's sake. For you are a mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. For you are our glory. Send complete healing for our every illness. For you, Divine King, are the faithful, merciful physician. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people Israel. Bless this year for us, O Lord, our God, and all its varied produce, that it be for good. Provide a blessing on the face of the earth. Satisfy us with your goodness, and bless this year like the good years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar to proclaim our freedom. Lift up a banner for the ingathering of our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers together the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as at first, and our counselors as in the beginning, removing from us sorrow and sighing. Rule over us, you alone, O Lord, with kindness and mercy, and vindicate us in the judgment. Blessed are you, Lord, King who loves righteousness and judgment. For slanderers, let there be no hope, and let all wickedness instantly perish. May all your enemies be quickly cut off. And as for the malicious, swiftly uproot, break, cast down, and subdue quickly in our day. Blessed are you, Lord, who breaks the power of his enemies and subdues the malicious. On the righteous and the saintly, on the elders of your people, the house of Israel, and on their surviving scholars, and on the true proselyte and ourselves, let your compassion flow, O Lord our God. Grant a good reward to all who sincerely trust in your name. Place our lot with them forever, and let us not be ashamed. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. To Jerusalem, your city, return with compassion, and dwell within it as you have promised. Rebuild it soon and in our days, an everlasting structure, and speedily establish in its midst the throne of David. Blessed are you, Lord, builder of Jerusalem. The offspring of your servant David quickly cause to flourish, and lift up his power by your deliverance. For your deliverance do we constantly hope. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the glory of deliverance to flourish. Hear our voice, O Lord, our God. Show compassion and mercy on us. Accept our prayers with mercy and favor, for you are a God who hears prayers and supplications. And from your presence, O our King, turn us not away empty, for you hear the prayers of your people Israel with compassion. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Favorably receive, O Lord our God, your people Israel and their prayer. Restore the worship of your temple in Zion. Receive with love and favor the offerings of Israel and their prayer. And may the worship of your people Israel always be favorably received by you. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We give thanks unto you, who are the Lord our God and the God of our fathers for all eternity. You are the strength of our lives, the shield of our deliverance. In every generation we shall thank you and declare your praise for our lives that are entrusted into your hand, and for our souls that are in your care, and for your mercies that are daily with us, and for your wondrous deeds and goodness that occur at all times, evening, morning, and noon. You are the benevolent one, for your mercies are never ended, the compassionate one, for your deeds of kindness do not stop. Always we have placed our hope in you. For all this, our King, may your name always be blessed and exalted forever and ever. All the living will forever thank you and praise your name in truth, O God, our eternal salvation and help. Blessed are you, Lord, whose name is goodness. It is pleasing to give thanks to you. Establish peace, well-being, blessing, grace, loving kindness, and mercy upon us and upon all Israel, your people. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one by the light of your presence. For by the light of your presence have you given us, O Lord our God, a Torah of life, love of kindness, justice, blessing, compassion, life, and peace. And it is good in your sight to bless your people Israel at all times and in every hour with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit. Let my soul be silent to them that curse me. Yes, let my soul be as the dust. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul pursue your commandments. And all who think evil against me, quickly undo their designs and frustrate their intentions. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that no individual be jealous of me, nor I of others, that I do not become angry, and that I do not anger you. Save me from the evil inclination, and place humility in my heart. Do it for the sake of your name, for the sake of your might, for the sake of your holiness, for the sake of your Torah, in order that those you love may be saved, and save me through your might, and answer my prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my strength and my Redeemer. May he who makes peace in the heavens make peace for us and for all Israel, and say, Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, you instructed the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant us by that same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and ever to rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, I who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet, though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let flames consume you. The Word of the Lord. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, to me, the very least of all the holy ones, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the inscrutable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for all what is the plan of the mystery hidden from ages in past in God, who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the principalities and authorities in all the heavens. This was according to the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in him. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth which surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. The Word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God first loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken, and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. They did not break his legs, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled, not a bone of it will be broken. And again another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. The word of the Lord. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away. Grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything but Jesus and him crucified. I pray you, loving Jesus, that as you have graciously given me to drink in with delightful words of your knowledge, so you would mercifully grant me to attain one day to you, the fountain of all wisdom, and to appear forever before your face. Amen.